Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Daily Bread. I'm Joseph Lee. Today is day 24 in the study of 28 Days to Powerful Prayer, written by Dr. Dave Early. Today's lesson is called Praying with Paul for Others. When I was a child, my parents took me to Sunday school. One week in class, the teacher encouraged us to pray for our family members daily. I decided that was a good idea, so that night, as I lay in bed, I prayed for them. God, please bless Mom. God bless Dad. God bless Carol. And God bless Steve. He really needs it. My prayer was short, sweet, simple, and sufficient for a child. But when I got older and I read the Bible, I realized that the Apostle Paul's prayers were on an entirely different level from mine. Fortunately for us today, Paul recorded a sampling of his prayers in the letters he wrote. You could find them in Romans 1, verses 8 and 10 through 10, Romans 15, verses 5 through 6, Romans 13, 1 Corinthians 1, verses 4 through 7, Ephesians 1, verses 15 through 19, Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 19, Philippians 1, verses 3 through 11, Colossians 1, verses 3 through 12, 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 2 through 3, 1 Thessalonians 3, verses 11 through 13, and 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 11 through 12, Philemon 4 through 6. Together, all together, these prayers are a master's class on how to pray for others. The big picture. One evening, I read all of Paul's prayers for others found in his letters. Reading them in one setting helped me to see four characteristics of prayer each of us should practice. Number one, pray thankfully. In nearly all of his prayers, Paul mentioned his gratitude to God for the ones he was praying for. He repeatedly mentioned how thankful he was for his spiritual children and how grateful he was for the work God had already done and was doing in them. To the church at Rome, he wrote, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because your faith is being reported all over the world." Romans 1, verse 8. To the Corinthians, he said, "I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus." 1 Corinthians 1, verse 4. To the Ephesian church, "Ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all of God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." Ephesians 1, verses 15 through 16. To the Philippians, he stated, "I thank God every time I remember you. In all of my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy." Philippians 1, verses 3 through 4. To the Colossians, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you." Colossians 1, 3. To the church in Thessalonia, "We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers." 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 2 and 3, also 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 9, and 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 3. To the young pastor Timothy, he wrote, "I thank God whom I serve as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers." 2 Timothy 1, verse 3. To the former slave owner Philemon, Paul said, "I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers." Philemon 4. As I read through each prayer and noted for whom it was given, one group leaps off the page at me. the Corinthians. These Christians gave Paul fits by making immature decisions, fighting with each other, disrespecting his role in their lives, and rebelling against his leadership. Yet, in his two lengthy letters to them, he showed no bitterness. Instead, he always thanked God for them and for the work he had done in their lives. I was not only amazed by the fact that he was consistently grateful for the ones he prayed for, but also surprised at the reasons for his gratitude. Not once did he say that he was grateful for their health, wealth, or prosperity, and he made no mention of their physical or material blessings. Rather, Paul focused on their spiritual blessings. He repeatedly stated that he was thankful to God for what he had done in their lives and what he was doing in their lives and what he would do in their lives in the future. Of course, it is appropriate to thank God for the physical, material, educational, vocational, and relational blessings he gives the ones we love. But the primary focus of our gratitude should be on the spiritual work he has done, is doing, and is yet to do in our lives. Number two, pray consistently. Paul was very consistent in his prayers. When you read the prayers in his letters, you can see the repetition of many phrases describing the frequency of his prayers for his spiritual children. Without ceasing, always, do not cease, always, without ceasing, day and night, exceedingly, always, without ceasing, day and night. Every time these believers came to Paul's mind, he thanked God for them and offered a prayer on their behalf. Most Christians tend to do the bulk of their praying in response to a crisis. But when there's no urgency, we tend to pray with less frequency and fervency. Maybe if we prayed more when there was no emergency, we might have fewer emergencies. When we think about it, talk to, and spend time with our loved ones, we should also set aside time to pray for them consistently, whether or not they are going through a difficult time. It is a good idea to set aside a given time at least once a day to pray for your loved ones. My wife and I do. We have a standing date at 10 every night to pray for our children. Number three, pray expectantly. I love Paul's confidence as he prayed for believers in the churches he had started or visited. He believed that God was not finished with these people, and he had more and better things on the way. He made it clear that the basis of his confidence was, in fact, that God is faithful. Note these examples. Romans 15, verses 13 through 14 reads, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I myself am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with knowledge and competent to instruct one another." Look at Philippians 1, verses 4 through 6. "In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." And let's look at Ephesians 3, verses 20 through 21. "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." As I read through these prayers, I realize that too often the aim of my own prayers is much too low. Paul prayed with the expectation that God would do wonderful things in people's lives. He believed that God was able and willing to work and could do more than expected. We too can pray for others with great expectation because we pray to a great and faithful God. Number four, pray spiritually. Paul focuses his prayers on people's spiritual progress. Here are several of the many spiritual requests Paul made of God on behalf of others. For example, live in harmony with others, Romans 15, verses 5 through 6. Be filled with joy, peace, and spiritual energy, Romans 15, verse 13. Know God personally, Ephesians 1, verse 17. Know what God is calling them to do and be, Ephesians 1, verse 18. Be inwardly strengthened with spiritual imparted power, Ephesians 3, verse 16. Open their hearts fully to Christ, Ephesians 3, 17. Have increasing realization of Christ's extravagant love for them, Ephesians 3, 18. Be full of God, Ephesians 3, verse 19. Have abundant and discerning love, Philippians 1, 9. Prioritize the things that matter, Philippians verse 1, 10. Be blameless and pure, Philippians verse 1, 10. Display the fruit of righteousness, Philippians 1, verse 11. Clearly know and do God's will, Colossians 1, verse 9. Choose to live worthy of the Lord, Colossians 1, verse 10. Strive to please God in everything, Colossians 1, verse 10. Be fruitful in good works, Colossians 1, verse 10. Know God, Colossians 1, verse 10. Have spiritual strength and endurance, Colossians 1, verse 11. Explode in love, 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 12. Be filled with strength and holiness, 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 13. And be holy inside and out, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. I am sure Paul occasionally prayed for people's physical, material, and vocational needs. But what surprises me as I read his prayers was that the majority of his requests were for their spiritual condition. He also prayed that they would not remain at their current levels of spiritual maturity, but instead grow, increase, and abound. I like the fact that the focus of his prayers was on the things that really matter, the things that last forever. Your 28 Days to Powerful Prayer. Pray consistently. Pray for several people every day. You can pray for the same people each day or a different group each day. Pray thankfully. Start each prayer by being thankful for those you pray for. Pray expectantly. For a few of your key people, pick a promise from God and expectantly pray for it for them each day. Pray spiritually. Pick one of Paul's prayers for each of your closest family members and pray it consistently for them during the next 28 days. The following are questions for you to consider and reflect on. Number one, with how many of Paul's prayers were you already familiar with? Number two, what stood out to you as you considered his prayers? And number three, which of the four characteristics of Paul's prayers Paul prayed thankfully, expectantly, consistently, and spiritually do you think you most need to apply to your prayer life? Dear friends, please join me in prayer. Father God, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you for the opportunity to pray for you daily and even multiple times a day. Lord, we thank you for all your blessings. Thank you, Father, for giving us the opportunity to read through this 28 Days to Powerful Prayer and help those who are listening to this podcast, Father, that they will grow stronger in you and getting to know you better by praying to you daily. Help us, Lord, to pray expectantly. Lord, we just ask you for this. And Lord, we pray that the folks will be praying spiritually, that they will be praying one of Paul's prayers each day, Father. Lord, we love you and we thank you, Father, for this time. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for Dr. Dave Early, who wrote the book, Lord. We give you all the glory and honor and praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, friends, we've come to an end of our lesson today. You've been listening to The Daily Bread. I'm Reverend Joseph Lee, and this has been a ministry of Marketplace Evangelism Ministries, Incorporated. We've been studying the book, 28 Days to Powerful Prayer, written by Dr. Dave Early, published by Barber Publishing in the year 2020. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And until next time, take care and God bless.